Good day, everyone. I am Gabriel Naripanti, and today I will discuss the Philippine economy during pandemic. The Philippines economy suffered a deep recession in 2020 due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, with gross domestic product contracting by 9.6% year over year. Household final consumption expenditure fell by 7.9% year over year in calendar of 2020, while gross capital formation contracted by 34.4% year over year. Although economic activity had improved during the second half of 2020, with positive quarter over quarter gross domestic product growth recorded in the fourth quarter of 2020. The escalating pandemic in March and April 2021 has dampened near-term recovery prospects. Because of the pandemic, every country, including the Philippines, has experienced economic suffering. Because of the lockdown, some businesses needed to be closed because of the insufficient funding that is needed for the payments of taxes, electrical and water bills, the wages of their employees, and etc. Many companies are also closing because there are not enough buyers, because some people lost their jobs during the pandemic. Some companies also need to close or cut off their employees. In the article that I've provided, it shows there the chart that shows what happened to our economy during the pandemic. The Philippines has suffered much worse than other countries, but we are slowly recovering. And as a student, I think good governance can really help our economy recover again. If the lockdown continues, it may cause bad effects on our country because some people have no jobs, some are losing their jobs, and some are already starving. I believe that the government should start listening to the voices of their own people. They should start to have a concrete plan so that the people and the economy of the Philippines would not die. That's all. I hope you have a good day. Thank you for listening.